Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, time for another Spectrum show, and this week we have a return visit from Ross Murray, who's the Senior Director of Education and Training at an organization known as GLAAD that we have come to know and love, among all the other acronym organizations that we worked with throughout the year. Ross, welcome back to China America Radio. Yeah, listen, you know, I was just thinking, when we think about diversity and we think about expansion, how many organizations that started out as mere acronyms of three or four letters have grown to acronyms of six and seven letters, including GLAAD, actually, to have expanded the original trajectory of their goals to be far more inclusive. So good for that. We're on the brink of another Spirit Day, which will be coming up Thursday, October 21st, later this week. So tell us a little background for those who are at this point yet unenlightened about what actually is Spirit Day and how did it begin?
Sure. Yeah. Spirit Day is a day when millions of people around the world, we say go purple to support LGBTQ youth and especially to take a stand against bullying. This began in 2010. So we're more than 10 years old now. There was kind of a rash of high profile suicides of LGBTQ youth. And this girl in Canada named Brittany McMillan had an idea asking her friends if they would wear purple shirts on a particular day just to be a sign of visibility and solidarity. And GLAAD got involved and worked to amplify this and make it bigger. So it went beyond her circle of friends and on her social media postings to start to expand it out to television shows, celebrities, businesses. Can we get a symbol of purple as a sign of support? If you know the rainbow flag, the LGBTQ rainbow flag, every color has a significance, and the color purple is the color for spirit, which is why Spirit Day and purple are tied together. And so now what you kind of see is this movement of grassroots organizations, everyday people, on TV, on your screens, on your social media, ways that you can see these messages of solidarity and support, which I think is really helpful for young people, especially those that, you know, are isolated and might feel like they're the only ones in their town or their community. So that's what we hope to do. And it's going to happen this year on Thursday, October 21st.
And I noticed that as the Spirit Day has grown over the years, you've gotten far more media support and Spirit Day has gotten more visible on television and on cable and on other venues. So it's growing outward. Tell us a little bit about the expansion and some of the partnerships you've managed to forge with Spirit Day.
I think a couple things have happened. In the course of the past 10 years, it's become an established thing. And so it is much easier to ask people to participate. And so we don't have to spend so much time explaining what it is or, you know, asking or begging. And these companies, especially, you know, television and places that have a lot of visual representation, now know that's the case and they incorporate it into their regular programming. And so you've got, you know, overall networks that are asking particular shows and asking their casts to make a message or to do something. And so, you know, while they're filming a series, they ask their people to either put on or sometimes just hold up a purple shirt and record a quick message that these media companies can push out for themselves. And then we can also amplify within LGBTQ space. And I think that's the kind of partnership that I really have always appreciated and love that again, now they're taking this initiative on themselves to try to spread that same message of support for LGBTQ youth and against bullying.
While our listeners are listening, if they want to hop over to the GLAAD website, give us that address.
Yeah, you can see a lot about Spirit Day at GLAAD.org, GLAAD, two A's, /Spirit Day. We've got a whole little microsite dedicated just to Spirit Day. It's got some stats. It's got some resources. There's a social media kit, So if you need help with graphics or with language for social media, there's things like that that you can use and access. And of course, if you are creative, we highly encourage creativity, right? Use Purple as a way and create your own art, your own songs, your own messages, your own videos. We love spending the day looking for those things and amplifying them and capturing them and retweeting them and putting them on our website so people can use the resources we give at glad.org/spiritday, or you can make up your own. And if you do, share them with us because we love to amplify that kind of stuff.
Let's get back to this past year, which has not been a normal year for a variety of reasons, one of which involving our Chinese America family on China America Radio is the uptick in violence against the Asian communities. And we were wondering if GLAAD had noted that equally among Asian youth being a little more targeted than previously because of just what's been going on this past year, year and a half.
Yeah, there's been a real increase in anti-Asian violence, anti-Asian bullying, and, you know, the coronavirus, I think for some has become an excuse to do that. But I think that bigotry and that discrimination has always been there. And it's manifesting itself a lot over the course of this last year as we've gone through the coronavirus. One of the great organizations that we've worked with at GLAAD, and they participate in Spirit Day, and we've also participated in some specific anti-Asian bullying programs, is called Act to Change. And that began actually as a part of the Obama White House and then spun off into its own organization and doing a lot of messages around making sure that we've got anti-bullying resources specifically for the Asian Pacific Islander community. Some really great ambassadors that are leading this. It's still very U.S. focused, but it's been really helpful and a good resource. And they've been really good at speaking out when instances of bullying, especially when they make the news, or when instances of violence, like the attack that happened in Atlanta earlier this year. You know, when those things happen, making sure there are people that are drawing, connecting the dots and making sure that people understand how prejudice like this spills over into real world violence and that we need to be working together to stop that.
Apart from Spirit Day, which will have come and gone within the next week, tell us about the work of GLAAD and your engagement with the media at large in terms of representation.
Oh, there's been so much going on. GLAAD's work is, you know, to ensure fair and accurate representation of the LGBTQ community and recognizing that the media is the way that people learn about LGBTQ people. It's either through the media or through the personal contacts, the personal relationships that they have. And so there's been leveraging moments. It's been leveraging moments about HIV and educating people about HIV through responding to DaBaby's comments that were very inaccurate. But then on the flip side, getting to work with an artist like Lil Nas X, who used the that information about HIV and incorporated it into his music and into his VMA performance, which was a really cool kind of moment. One thing that I think could be relevant for some of your listeners as well, I've been doing a lot of work on the Olympics. And of course, we just had one this last summer in Tokyo, and we have ones that are coming up just in a few months in Beijing. And so starting to put together resources for journalists that are going to cover the Olympics, for LGBTQ athletes, for the LGBTQ community in China and in Beijing, and helping to make sure that the story of the LGBTQ community, the intersection between athletes and China, is also being really accurately represented. And that's one thing that I'm kind of working on and looking forward to, which will happen in February.
Are you anticipating that PRC and the folks in Beijing putting together the Olympics are going to have a robust respect for the LGBTQ athletes that will be participating from other countries?
It's hard to know. There's a few different factors. One, when this summer in Tokyo, there were about 175 LGBTQ athletes, openly LGBTQ athletes, which is a huge jump and a huge record number. Winter sports are smaller. There are fewer of them. As far as I've seen, there's often at the Olympics something called Pride House, which has been a meeting and a gathering point kind of for LGBTQ people and allies. And there was one in Tokyo, kind of half virtual, half in person. And I've not found that there is a Pride House in Beijing. And as I'm talking to advocates, there are folks that are really trying to do work and very aware that it may be very hard for them to be out in public while the spotlight of the world is in Beijing. So we're trying to do some of that pre-work now to make sure that there can be some accurate representation, even if there's more restriction of movement or of posting on social media, things like that. So, and I'm really trying to work in partnership to make sure that their voices are represented and done in a really, you know, careful and safe and respectful way.
Our guest this week on Spectrum is Ross Murray, Senior Director of Education and Training at GLAAD, GLAAD.org. And after Spirit Day comes and goes, as we mentioned, beyond that, there's a whole next year of work coming up. So Ross, once again, any parting words to our listeners as you head off into another Spirit Day?
I would just encourage people to find a way to go purple online, and, you know, with a shirt or clothing, and really do follow and see what GLAAD is doing. We're working on so many different levels. I mentioned entertainment. We're doing a lot with news. We're doing a lot with elections. We're doing a lot with sports. We're firing on all cylinders, it seems like. And the easiest way to keep up with that is to follow GLAAD on social media. So that's just at GLAAD on Twitter or Instagram, or at our website at GLAAD.org.
Thank you very much, Ross. We appreciate it. And that's another Spectrum for this week. See everybody next week.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.